Listening Library presents For the Win by Cory Doctorow. Read for you by George Newbern. Part 1. The Gamers and Their Games. The Workers at Their Work. In the game, Matthew's characters killed monsters, as they did every single night. But tonight, as Matthew thoughtfully chopsticked a dumpling out of the styrofoam clamshell, dipped it in the red-hot sauce, and popped it into his mouth, his little squadron did something extraordinary. They began to win. There were 8 monitors on his desk, arranged in 2 ranks of 4, the top row supported on a shelf he'd bought from an old lady scrap dealer in front of the Dongmen Market. She'd also sold him the monitors, shaking her head at his idiocy. At a time when everyone wanted giant 30-inch screens, why did he want this collection of dinky little 9-inch displays? So they'd all fit on his desk. Not many people could play 8 simultaneous games of Svartalfheim Warriors. For one thing, Coca-Cola, who owned the game, had devoted a lot of programmer time to preventing you from playing more than 1 game on a single PC. So you had to somehow get 8 PCs onto 1 desk, with 8 keyboards and 8 mice on the desk too, and room enough for your dumplings, and an ashtray, and a stack of Indian comic books, and that stupid war axe that Ping gave him, and his notebooks, and his sketchbook, and his laptop, and it was a crowded desk. And it was noisy. He'd set up 8 pairs of cheap speakers, each glued to the appropriate monitor, turned down low to the normal hum of Svartalfheim, the clash of axes, the roar of ice giants, the eldritch music of black elves, which sounded a lot like the demo programs on the electric keyboards his mother had spent half her life manufacturing.